Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Kedushin Daf Ayin Aleph. We're holding on Ayin Amud Beis at the last line. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. Kish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metayir Shvatim. Lasid Lavi, days to come, Hashem will purge, will remove any impurities from our nation, take away the psulim, put them aside. And by doing so, he will reestablish the integrity of the spiritual integrity of our nation. So when Hashem will do that, which shevet will be addressed first? The psulim of which shevet will be separated from the rest? Shevet shel Levi, mitahar tchila. First comes shevet Levi, and the Radak learns it's going on the Kehanim amongst shevet Levi. First comes the Kehanim. Shenemar, v'yoshav mitzoreif u'mitahar kesef v'tiyar es b'nei Levi. Vizika koisim and purify them like precious metals. Kazav v'chakasa. V'hoil Hashem, magisha mincha b'tztaka, which will enable them to serve Hashem. So according to this shita, the pasuk is referring to the purification process which Klal Yisrael will undergo. Shevet Levi comes first. Amar, Rabbi Shimon Levi, he learns differently. Kesef mitayr mamzerim. Actually, money can bring tahara to mamzerim, can purify them. What does that mean? So Rashi learns that according to this approach, the pasuk is actually bringing out a totally opposite point, that Hashem, by his chesed, by his taka, is going to do them a favor, going to allow the psulim, which had sort of already mixed in, were assimilated amongst Klal Yisrael, they become batel. And they no longer concern us. It's as though the money that was spent by the wealthy psulim to sort of wiggle their way into Klal Yisrael, to bribe their way into marrying into the community, that actually makes them tahar, resulted in their tahara, because they're no longer going to be purged and separated. Shenemar, from this same pasuk, v'yoshav mitzaref u'mitayr kesef. A kesef can be a mitayr. So what does the pasuk mean, that they will serve Hashem b'tzedakah? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, as we explained, tzedakah asa Kadosh Baruch Hu im Yisrael, it's a favor with Klal Yisrael, shemeshpacha shenitma, once the family assimilates, once the pasuk gets mixed in and is now sort of bottle and unidentifiable, nitma, that's it, it remains as such, and it assumes a new identity, it sort of becomes kosher, and it's fine going forward. So Rashi highlights the fact that according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, mitayr is not mavdil, not remove impurities, just the opposite. Hashem is going to be mitayr and machshir all the members of Klal Yisrael. Once you're nitma, once you're mixed in and you're batel, Hashem is not going to call them out. Gufa. Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. So yesterday we learned, Kol HaRotzos Yisa L'Eretz Yisrael. All the other lands are considered an Isa, a mix of, full of impurities in terms of lineage and yuchsin, relative to Eretz Yisrael, which has a lower percentage of issues. Eretz Yisrael Yisa L'Bavel, and likewise Eretz Yisrael in terms of its yichus standards is considered lower than Bavel, which is a more pure area because they they tended to it and they were more attentive to keep the family's kosher. So it's all about levels. Other lands, then come Eretz Yisrael, and then comes Bavel as the highest. Bimei Rebbe, in the time of Rebbe. Now, Rebbe HaKadosh hailed from Bavel. So in his times, Bikshu Lases Bavel Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. So they wanted to switch things around, that Eretz Yisrael should be given a higher certification than Bavel. That Bavel should be considered lower class to Eretz Yisrael. Amar Lahem, so Rebbe responded to them, you're poking thorns between my eyes, you're basically relegating my family to second class? The Bnei Bavel are not considered miyuchas in your eyes? Is that what you're trying to do? Ritzaynchem, you know, if you want, yitafel imachem, Rabbi Chanina bar Chama. I'll have Rabbi Chanina, you know, accompany you and respond to your arguments to challenge your assertion that Eretz Yisrael stands higher than Bavel. Nitfal imayim. Rabbi Chanina bar Chama. So Rabbi Chanina approaches them, Amar lahem, and he tells them, Kach mikublani, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yesi, Shalom Hashem Aviv. I have a Kabbalah tradition from Rabbi Shmuel, quoted his father Rabbi Yesi, Kol arotzois Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael Yisrael above. The highest level of purity is found in Bavel. Below that is Eretz Yisrael, and then come the other lands. So, yeah, there's no changing. This is the absolute formula. Says the Gemara b'mei Rabbi Pinchas. Likewise, in the time of Rabbi Pinchas, Bikshu lasois Bavel Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. Again, they wanted to switch things and regard the members of the Eretz Yisrael community to be higher standing in terms of purity and lineage with respect to Bavel. Amar lahem la'avodo. So Rabbi Pinchas turned to his servants and he says like this, I want to rectify this false perception. Kishani oimer shnei dvarim beis hamedrash. I'm about to say two things in the beis hamedrash, but you know, I'm older and I can't really run so fast. So as soon as I say those two things, Taluni Barisa, quickly grab me in a cradle, and like a bed or something, Verutsu, and grab me and run. Take me in a stretcher and run. I don't want the Talmidim to run after me and to challenge me. Okay. So they're all ready for the escape. Ki ayel. So he went into the Beis Medrash. Amar lahem, he turns to them with the first halach. Ein shchito lo'if min ha'ter. You know, birds do not need to be shechted. Min ha'ter, there's no need to shecht a bird. Pasuk says, v'shafach es dama, all you need to do is remove its dam. Min ha'ter, there's no din of shchita. It's b'rabbanu, but not min ha'ter. And Rashi says this is something which was startling. Davashu teima lahem, something you never heard before. Adi yosvik ma'ini ba, and they're sitting in there, analyzing this halacha. So now they're caught off guard with a second thing. Amar luhus, he turns to them, you should know, kol harotzeis, Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael Yisrael Bavel. The higher standard of yichus is found in Bavel, and Eretz Yisrael is below Bavel. And quickly, the servants at the ready quickly grabbed him and ran with him. Notlu barisa v'rotzu. So he used the first halacha as sort of a way to distract him, so that he can throw by the second point and run for it. Why do you have to run? Because he didn't want that they should, ask him any questions. Why is Eretz Yisrael considered a lower standard of Yichus than Bavel? What's wrong? Could you please tell us the families in Eretz Yisrael that are not certified, that are not miyuchasos, and he didn't want to get involved in that. So he just threw it by and ran. Rotzu achar v'leigihu, so the Talmidim quickly pursued him and could not catch up to him. Yashuv v'vatku, so they went back, sat down, and tried to investigate. What did Rabbi Pinchas mean when he said that there's a problem in Eretz Yisrael, and they were going through family by family? Achigil esakana, until they got to, some families which were, prominent families and strong families, mafia families, and they started, investigating and started discovering some things there that may have not really cast a positive light in those families, and this would have put them into sakona. Therefore, they stopped. Upirishu. And they backed off. Amar b'yechanan, heichala. This is a lashon of oath, of a shvua and the hechel of the Beis HaMikdash. Biyadeinu, he. You know what? Actually, us, the Chachamim, we know which families in Eretz Yisrael have psulim. Aval ma'es. But we have no. We can't reveal it. Shari g'doyli ha'dor nit muba, because the best and the biggest in the community have assimilated, have intermarried into those families. And therefore, I don't want to, let's not speak about it. Savlak Rabbi Yitzchak, because he's following Rabbi Yitzchak's approach mentioned earlier. That's too late. Don't Rabbi Yitzchak, mishpacha shenitma, once they're assimilated, they're mixed in, nitma, you leave it alone. Amar Abaye, afanana mitanina, we have the same in a Mishnah, in Idias, that once it's done, you leave it alone. Mishpachas Beis HaTzrifa. There was a certain family with this name, Hoysa Be'Ebi HaYarden, that resided across the Jordan. V'richaka Ben Tzion Bezroya. There was a fellow, Rashi calls him Adam Chashev, but he wielded, you know, great power. And he separated them from the community. He deemed them, he labeled them as Psulim. And there was actually another family who were not deserving of joining the community. They had Psulim. The Kirva Ben Tzion Bezroya. And this time he decided to go the other way and brought them in forcefully. So these are Kigoyin Elu, for instance, these families, which were known to have been, you know, distanced unreasonably or incorporated into community forcefully. Eliyahu Navi, when he comes later on, he'll clarify these things because these were known families. So he comes, Bala Tamay, Latair, Larachak, Lakariv, Kigain Elu the Yadin. So in these cases, he'll come and he'll set the record straight. No, you're Tamay, you're Tar, you belong here, you belong, you don't. Kigain Elu the Yadin, only these because these weren't hidden. Everybody knew, well, this Ben Tzion person, he, you know, changed the equation. It shouldn't. Aval mishpacha shnitmo nitmo. But in a case where, you know, they joined the community out of ignorance. People just weren't aware of their identity. The psul was not known. So in this case, we just say, leave it alone, and we treat them as kosher. Tana, we have another braisa. Oida cheres haisa. That actually, there was another mishpacha that was considered pasul, living in Eber HaYarden, v'loirotzu chacham l'galoisa. And the chacham did not want to reveal the identity of that family for precisely this reason, because they were already mixed into the rest of the community. Aval chachamim meisrim oisei livneim utamidein pam achas b'shavua. So although we no longer publicize it, we don't publicly identify them, but the chachamim would quietly pass on this information to their family, to their talmidim, once in 7 years, just that they, you know, are mindful about this. Some say pamayim b'shavua, twice in 7 years. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Mistaver, it's probable that it's only once in 7 years. We're trying to minimize discussion of these topics. Mistaver command Amar pamachas b'shavua, k'desani, as we find in a braisa. You're not meant to be discussing these things. Harini nazir, a person gets up, I'm going to be a nazir, im lo yigal mishpachis. If I don't reveal the identity, if I don't divulge the identity of the mishpachas that are apostle, I'm going to be a nazir. Now he has a choice. Should he divulge or become a nazir? Of a nazir isn't, you know, necessarily something we recommend you to do. Ye a nazir. Better be a nazir v'lo yigal mishpachis rather than divulging identity of mishpachis psulim. So I'm going to minimize discussion on this topic, and we assume even if the chacham were compelled to pass on the info, you know, in-house, it was done minimally and discreetly once in 7 years only. On the topic of discreetness, Amar Rabba Bar Brachana or Yechna. Shem bin Arba Oisius. Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, made of four letters. Chachamim Moisrin Oisei L'Talmidein. Pamachas B'Shavua. So we know the way it's written, right? But the secret of actually pronunciating that Shem Hashem properly is a secret, major secret, which is only revealed and passed on to the Talmidim once in 7 years. V'amilu, some say pamayim b'shavua, twice in 7 years. Amrach Maritzchak Mistavar, it's probable that it's only once in 7 years. Come on, the Amar, pamachas b'shavua, t'chsiv, the pasuk says, you're meant to keep it hidden. Zeshmi lo'olam, this is my name forever. This is Hashem speaking about Hashem's name, and the word lo'olam is without the vav. So the drasha is lo'olam k'siv, like ha'alama, l'ha'alim, to hide, to conceal. Rava Savar l'midrashe b'pirke. At one point, Rava wanted to expound on the Shem Yud Kevavke and teach them how to read it. Amalei ha'wasaba, so this older chacham turned to him, la'olam k'siv, the pasuk indicates that it's meant to be kept quiet and hidden. Don't do that. Don't publicize. Rabbi Avina Rabbi. Rabbi Avina had a stira, a seeming contradiction. K'siv zeh shmi, Hashem says, this is my name. Uksiv, then it says Zichri. This is a way to relate to me, to remember me. Why the repetition? Omar Kadosh Baruch Hashem is saying, there are two ways to relate to me. Lo yikishani nichtav ani nikra. You don't read me. You don't read my name the way it's spelled. Nichtav ani b'yudkei. It's spelled yudkei vavkei. V'nikra b'alaf dalet, but it's not read. Yudkei vavkei, you read it aleph dalet. That's how you relate to Hashem. That's the way you are zoicher Hashem. Tan Rabbana Barishoina Shame Ben Shtemas or Oishius. So Yudkei Vavkei is the first level. Then comes a more lofty Shame of Hashem, comprised of 12 letters. So this Shame Ben Shtemas or Oishius Hayim Maisrin Oishil Chol Adam. Initially, you know, it would be taught to anybody that's a man of integrity. It was pretty much, you know, not so restricted. Misharabu apritzim, but when there was an increase in people who misused Hashem's name for the wrong purposes, hayimoyshim oisle tznuim shebekuhuna would only be passed on to those tznuim, the ones that were most discreet amongst the kaihanim, vatznuim shebekuhuna, and even they would not reveal it, mavlim oisoy ben imas acheim kaihanim. When they would stand in Beis HaMikdash together with their brethren, the Kehanim, and do Birchas Kohanim, so the knowledgeable ones amongst them, who knew the Shem Hashem of the Yud Beis Oisius, would say it, but in a way that it would be sort of, it would be swallowed along. It would blend in with their brothers, the other Kehanim, saying their version. So basically, nobody would hear it. Tanya, Amr Rabbi Tarfon, Pamachas Oilisi. So Rashi brings it, Rabbi Tarfon was a kain. So it so happens, one time, Olisi Achar Achi Imi Leduchan. I followed my mother's brother, my uncle, who was a kain, up to the stage. V'tisi Ozne Itzel Kain Gadol. And I was paying attention to what the Kain Gadol was saying. V'shamati Shiv Liya. Shame ben imas echav kehanim, and in fact, I heard the kohen gadol sliding in the shame of the great name of Hashem, while his brothers were doing their tune, they were singing their brichas kohanim. Some say that's the mocker for today's. They sing by brichas kohanim. So in any case, it sort of got. Included, and nobody could hear it. Amar Rabbi Damarav, Shame Ben Arboim Ushtaim Oisius. Oh, here comes a Shame Hashem, which is even higher, even greater in level. 42 Oisius. This type of Shame, Ein Moisun Oisoi El Mishatsunua, that's only meant to be taught to really Yechide Skula, one of a million. One who was a Tsunua, Va'an of Humble, Va'amid Bachatsiyam of at least. Halfway through his life, 35 years old, ve'enei koyes, never gets angry, ve'enei mishtaker, no drunkardness, ve'enei mamidam v'doisav, he doesn't, not as stubborn when it comes to his, his keeping his position, his midos, meaning he's maram v'doisav, he's forgiving, easygoing, v'chala yoyda v'azor boy, and a person who understands this shame of Hashem and is careful, v'mashaber v'tahoran, guards it with tahara. Oh, v'lamala v'nechmad l'malu. He's loved in shemayim. He's liked downstairs as well. Ve'mosim tells albriyos, and people have awe and fear from him. V'neichel shnei elamim. He inherits both worlds. Adam hazeh and Adam abah. Amar Shmuel mishmei the saba. Okay, back to the sugya of yichus. Shmuel quotes an older zaken. Bavel, the inhabitants of Bavel, whose yichus, as we said before, is of the highest standards. V'cheskas k'sheira omedes. The presumption is, a resident in Bavel is kosher. Achi yivadu chava menefsla, unless you know for a fact that he's pasul. The chazaka is great, unless you know otherwise. On the other hand, on the other side, the other extreme side of the scale, you have other lands. Shara rotzeis, v'cheskas psulhein. A resident over there, you assume he's pasul. V'cheskas pasulhein, unless you did your homework and your research indicates that he's okay. Eretz Yisrael is in the middle. Muchsak l'psul pasul. If you know for a fact this fellow is pasul, okay. Muchsak l'kasher kasher. If you know that he's kasher, then it's okay. So Bavel is always good unless you know otherwise. Shara Ratzai is bad unless you know otherwise. Eretz Yisrael, 50-50. Hogav Akasha. Let's focus on Eretz Yisrael. First you say, Amris Muchsuk L'Psul Pasul. He's labeled as a Pasul, you assume he's a Pasul. Hastam Akasha. Apparently if he's unlabeled, unknown, you assume he's okay. Vadatani. Then you say in the same breath, Muchsuk L'Kasha Kasha. No, it's Yisrael. A resident who's known to be Kasha, that's fine. But otherwise, you fear the worst. Hastam Apostle. So what is the halacha of Hastam in Eretz Yisrael? Is he okay or not? We seem to have a contradiction. Amar Rav Huna Bar Tachlif M'Shen D'Rav, like Kasha. The answer is like this. Depends for what? Depends on the stakes. Kan La'asiyah Yisha. A Stam person in Eretz Yisrael, you shouldn't marry him off to a... You shouldn't, you know, an Isha should not approach him unless she verifies. Unless you're a Baidek Yizichus. So when it comes to marriage, verification, certification is required. Kan La'asiyah Yisha Miyada, but let's say he's already married. You're not going to go and force them to separate just because you haven't investigated his background. Unless you know for sure there's a problem. Otherwise, stama, you leave it alone. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Kol shezichasoi bebavel. A fellow who speaks in the Bavel language, Bavel dialect, you assume he's a resident of Bavel. Masin la'yisha. So then, you assume that he's a miyuchas, and you have no problem marrying him. But nowadays, now people pretend that they're residents of Bavel, they speak the Bavel language, but they're not really. Chayshina, we're concerned, and we have to investigate to make sure that he's okay. Ziri, have a kamish tamit mined Rabbi Yechon. So Ziri was trying to avoid his Rebbe Rabbi Yechon. Why? Dava amarle nasiv barti. Rabbi Yechon was trying to convince him to marry his daughter. One day, Habakkuk Azli Burcha, so the Talmud Ziri and his Rebbe Rabbi Yechanan, walking along the road, they came to this puddle. Arkavil Rabbi Yechanan Kasfei, so Ziri lifted Rabbi Yechanan, gave him a ride across the water. Armalis Rabbi Yechanan turned to his Talmud. I rise in Kshira, Banton Lekashra. You know, my Torah is good, you respect me for my Torah, my daughters aren't okay with for you. My daitach, what are you thinking? Why are you avoiding my daughter? Ilema medesnan. Is it because of our Mishnah? Meseches Kedushin. Which says, Asar, Yuchsin al Mebavel. Kahani, Leviye, etc. So we have all these groups, came out of Bavel. And all the psulim left Bavel as well. And therefore, you're concerned about marrying my daughter, who's from Eretz Yisrael, because all the psulim arrived in Eretz Yisrael. And you're from Bavel, right? Atu Kahane, I have a question. Atu Kahane Leviv Yisraeli. Kulusliku, do you think that when the Mishnah speaks about these 10 groups, departing bubble, you mean nobody was left in bubble? No Kahanim in bubble? No Levivim in bubble? No Yisrael? Everybody went up there to Yisrael? Of course not. There are some left behind. So, Keichad Yishtair Mehani, just like there were some Kahanim and Levivim in Yisrael left over, Yishtair Nami Mehani. You have to assume that some Sulim left behind as well. So, you can't be certain that just because you're from Bavel, you're perfect. The Gemara responds, Ishtamitze, Rabbi Yechon apparently forgot, Hoda Amar Belezer. Belezer tells us, no. Bavel was cleaned up. La'yala Ezra mi Bavel asha asa kaselas nakeva Allah. Before Ezra left Bavel, he cleaned up Bavel. No psalm left there whatsoever. Ulo ikla lepumbedisa. So Ulo came to Pumbedisa, which was in Bavel. Lebe Rabbi Yehuda, to the home of Rabbi Yehuda. Chazye. So Ulo notices, Rabbi Yitzchak, bread Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Yehuda, the Gadol, he's already an older person and he's unmarried. Amalei, so he turns to the father of Yehuda. Why are you waiting with him? My time, Aloy Kamansiv, Le Mar, it's Lebrei. Why don't you get a Isha for your son? Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda says, Mi Adana Mecha, instead, how do I know where to take from? How do I know if the women around here are Miyuchasim with proper background? Amalei, so Ula says, look, I understand your concern, but what do we know about ourselves? Atu anan miyadin and mehecha kasina. Do we even know where we come from? Dilma mahanach tachsiv. Maybe we come from those women who were abused by the goyim during the churban beis hamikdash. Noshim betzian inu psulis bar Yehuda. So who says we're okay? Maybe we're also problematic at the source. V'chitema, perhaps you'll say that wouldn't be a concern because a child born from this type of union, oved gecham ve'eved, even if a goy or an eved got involved with Abbas Yisrael, Abbas Yisrael, the child is still okay. So that wouldn't be a concern. Well, he says, okay, so that's perhaps not a concern, but there is another concern. You know that there was very inappropriate behavior at the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, which generated the Mamzer. Maybe we're from that group of people. That's the Pasuk describing the era of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Va'amar b'Yisra Chanina, it's referring to people as follows. Elu b'nei Adam, these are the people. Amashtina mayim b'fnei mitesem arumim, they act immodestly. They shed their water in front of their beds. They're undressed and inappropriate behavior. Magadav b'Ravo. And now let's just continue reading. So Ravo actually challenged this pshat of Rav Yesi. It's this behavior that the pasuk is describing. Miyachiv, that's all they did. As inappropriate as it may be, but it's not going to generate going into exile, which the pasuk does relate to this behavior. That's why it says lochein ato yiglu b'reish goylim, just because they did that. Mishum demashtinim mayim b'fneim at the same room, just because they're doing that. Yiglu b'reish goylim, they're going to be the front of the gullus. So that's not the reason. Rather, we're speaking about something more severe. Ella amar ravo. The pasuk is describing more serious behavior. Elu bnei adam sho'echlan. V'shoysen, zemzeh, we have people partying with each other, umadbikin, mitoseyim, zubazu, and they bring their beds near each other, machlifin, shesen, they swap their wives, zelazeh, masrichem, arsoysem, shachzeh, shenelhem, and the beds are filled with zera, which is not theirs. So basically, we're describing inappropriate behavior, which brings mamzer. So that was Ula's response to Rabbi Yehuda. You know, you're concerned about the yichas of your daughter-in-law, but you know what? Maybe we ourselves are also deficient. We come from these, these families who had mamzerim. Amalisi says, "Look, you're right. Hey, chinavitz, what should I do? I'm stuck." Amalisi says, "I'll give you the golden rule. You want to know who's a miyucheses? Zil basar shtikusa. Go find yourself a family that has the mid of shtika. They're quiet. They're not loud. They're not brazen. That's a good siman. That's a siman of kashrus. They don't need to, push their agenda." They feel, an inner confidence. That's a good sign. Ki hai debatke b'nei marava. Just like in Eretz Yisrael, they would be boidik using this formula. Ki min su beitre ba'dadadi. We have two people fighting with each other. Chazu hai minayu dekadam shasik. They take a good look. And they would notice the fellow who would purse his lips first. He would be shasik first. Amri hai miyuchas tfei. This will determine that he's a greater miyuchas because of the midah of shtika. So that's the way to go. Find good midahs. That's all. Amarab shtikusei de babal haniyuchusa. And babal. Shtika is an indication of yichus. Eini, is that so? Va'ikla Rav. Rav came to this fellow lebei bar shafichal ubadak behu. And he was baidek, the yichus there. Apparently he wanted to do a shidduch there, and he had to check the yichus. He had to investigate the background. My lab yichusa, biyachsusa. Apparently he was checking the family background. Lo bishtikusa. No, all he was doing is checking whether they're endowed with the midah of shtika, and that was sufficient. Hachi amal kamalhu. This is what he would tell his people. Bedaiku ishaski leishaski. Check them out. See if they have midas hashtika or not. Amar vidam rav. Emor isar shnei bnei adam. Shemetz garam zeh bezeh. Sometimes you see people fighting with each other. Shemetz. We believe that there's something deficient in one of these two families, and that from Shemayim, this machlokes is being generated between these two individuals to keep them away from each other, to spear him from marrying the other family, which is possible. Amar Shemalevi, the same thing with families. You have families fighting with each other. Shemetz psul yech v'echas mehem. That's an indication of psul. And one of them, be'manichin oisel l'dovi v'chaberta, which is preventing. From up above, it's preventing. They're preventing one family to get close to the other to spare them of the psul. Amar of Saba. Amar of Papa. Saba, mishmei de Rab. He's quoting Rab. Bavel. What is the state of yichos in Bavel? Bria, healthy. Like we said before, residents of Bavel, pure, certified miyuchasim. Meishoin. This place called Meishoin, just the opposite. Mesa, it's dead. Everybody there are mamzerim. Madai, well, that place is chayla, is unwell. Some psulim, but mostly okay. Elam, geiseset, hovering between life and death. So in Madai, the situation is better than Elam. Uma ben chayla and geiseset. What's the difference between Madai, which is just described as ill, spiritually ill, and Elam, which is a bit further, geiseset, hovering between life and death? You know, roiv chayla and l'chaim. For the most part, unwell people get, no, recover. So in Madai, it's mostly okay. Roiv geisim l'misa. Most people who experience the gesisa stage, unfortunately, move on to misa. So when Elam is described as geseses, that's because, for the most part, most residents are deficient, are pasul. But in Bavel, you're safe. Ateichni Bavel. What are the boundaries, the geographic boundaries of Bavel? Rav Amar ad Nahar Azak, Ushmol Amar ad Nahar Yu'ani. So Rashi explains, we have two rivers, Chidekel, which the Gemara calls Diglas, that's to the east side of Bavel, like the East River, and then you have on the west side of Bavel you have Paras. So Nahar Pras and Nahar Diglas sort of frame Bavel. Ultimately, Pras joins up with Chidekel on the bottom, and they merge. So between these rivers, you're safe. It's certainly Bavel. What about beyond the Chidekel to the east? Until where? Ad Heichon. Rav Amar, it goes further. Ad Nahar Azak, that's another place. Shmuel Amar, Ad Nahar Yu'ani. Okay. Now, Diglas, which is another word for Chidekel and Pras, would flow from the Dharam south to the north. So it goes south-north. So le'el bediglas ad hecha. So you're sort of going now upstream. This portion to the east, right, until, let's say, Nahar Az Izak or Nahar Yani, depending on Rav and Shmuel, right, to the east of Diglas, which is included, how far up, meaning how far south, does that swath of land go to? Rav Amar Ad Bagdo, until this place, Bagdo, Va'avno, Shmuel Amar Ad Mushchani, until Mushchani, V'lo Mushchani, V'chal, not including Mushchani. Really? Va'amar Rav Chiba Abba, Amar Shmuel Mushchani, even this place Mushchani, is part of Bavel. Harehi Kegoy L'Liyachson is part of Bavel regarding Yichus. Ela rather ad Mushchani, Mushchani bichlal until and including Mushchani. So that's on the southern side of Diglas. L'tachtichs big Diglas ad Heicha. What about on the north of Diglas, which is the bottom of Diglas? How far does that, Bavel territory stretch? Amar Shmuel ad Apamya tato until the second Apamya. Tarti Apamya havyan, there are two Apamyas. Chad Elisav, chad Tityasa. One further up, one further down. Chad Aksher, chad Apsula. One is Kasher, and one is Pasul. Right, so we went Latachtis, we went to the north, towards the north here, and we're saying that the Apamya Tato, the second one, which is actually more south, that's the one that's good, that's in, and the one that's more north, that's the upper one, is out. Chad Elisa, one further up, meaning that's out. Chad Tityasa, one further down. Chad Aksher, that's kosher. Chad Apsul, the other one's pasul. Okay. Chad L'chad Aparsa, how much between, what is the distance between these two things? Aparsa. For Kalkapti Adadi, and the residents of the Apamyas are so careful to keep a distance, they're makbid, afilu nur le'mushla adad, they wouldn't even lend each other, fire. Rashi says, Kadesh shelo yehi regilim etzlam shelo yeschatimem. To keep away. No association, no mingling, no marriage. V'simonech, the psulta, ha the mishtaya mishnis. You want to have a siman to know which one's pasul, the apamya in which they speak in the language of Meshan. And Meshan, we said before, is full of psulim, so that's a good way to remember, because they're near Meshan, so they associate with them, so it's a good way to know these are the ones that are pasul. Now, we went basically all around the area, but we have one corner that's not been sort of delineated, le'el b'pras ad hecha. What about on the pras side of things? So pras, we said, is on the west of Babel. Again, flowing from le'el, from up to down, from south to north. So on the west of pras, we also have some area which is incorporated into Babel's sort of municipal territory and endowed with the same kashrus. So how far up, meaning how far south, does that piece of land go? Le'el b'pras ad hecha, Rav amad akra de tulbanke, until this place, Shmuel amad gishra de pras, until the other place. Rav Yechon amar ad ma'avras de gizma, okay, until the other. Layet abaye, v'tem Rav Yosef, ad Rav. So, basically, Rav took it, until point A, Shmuel went a bit further. Right? So Abaye Vitame, and some say Rav Yosef, negated Light Oshan of Klola. Basically, he negated, he disagreed. Ad Rav. So he said, no, it doesn't go as far as Rav stretched it. So the question is, why was he only concerned with Rav? If anything, Shmuel takes it even further. Ad Rav Light. Ad Shmuel Lo Light? He only opposed Rav, not Shmuel. El Light. Ad Rav, Koshkan Shmuel. Yeah. He wasn't happy with Rav's border. Koshkan, the Shmuel, certainly, he challenged Shmuel, which takes it a step further. He bought Yisema, another pshat, lo'elam ad Rav light, ad Shmuel lo light. He was only concerned with Rav's border, not with Shmuel. But why? Shmuel takes it further. No. V'gishu deri pras, because initially, Shmuel's landmark, which was gishu deri pras, was letatoi havakoi, was actually lower, more north. Wasn't as far south as Rav. Initially, it was placed more north. So when Shmuel spoke about that landmark, he was actually lessening the size of Babel. But the Dalyua Parsoi, but the Persians today relocated that bridge, and they brought it more south. So today it appears that this bridge is more south than Rav, but initially it wasn't. So Abai was only concerned with Rav stretching it, but Shmuel was never stretching it past Rav. Actually, it was incorporated into Rav's territory. I'm only by the Rav Yosef. Laha gisa de pras ad hecha. Okay, so we spoke about Bavel stretching to the west of pras as well. So not only between pras and chedekel, not only to the east of chedekel, even to the west of pras. How far? Amalei, my daitach, what are you asking about? Mishum Beiram? There's a town called Beiram there, right? So you want to know what's its status? Perfect, 100%. Meyachsi, even the miyuchasim of Pumbedisa, which is in proper, bubble proper, mi Beiram naspi, they have no hesitation. Marrying girls from Beiram, that's your biggest proof that it's miyuchas. Amar papa ki machlekes liyachsin, kach machlekes inyan gitten. The same discussion in terms of delineating the exact, territorial markings of bubble. Regarding yichus applies only for also for gittin as well. There's halacha that a person delivers a get from other lands. Eretz Yisrael has to say fanenechta has to certify, but from Babel you don't have to be concerned because they're learned and they certainly did it right. What's considered Babel regarding this halacha? The same. If you're included in the same territorial geographical location as yichus, you're good. If Amar no, machlekes liyachsin. When it comes to yichus, the bubble territory stretches that far. But Gittin, when it comes to Halacha of Gittin, it's more limited. The Yaakov all agree only ad Arba Tinyana de Gushra, until the Arba where the Arabes grow, swamp of the reeds, Tinyana de Gushra, the second swamp off near the bridge. In any case, they knew where it was, and that was sort of the end zone regarding bubble for Gittin. Okay, that's it for today. We discussed Yichus-related issues. Lashed Lavi, Hashem will purify. Klal Yisrael, according to another Shita, the family that was already mixed in and no longer identifiable will be left as such, and Hashem will allow it to be incorporated without any concerns. We learned about being discreet when it comes to these families which are a puzzle. We learned about being discreet when it comes to Shem Hashem. We discussed the Maila virtue of Shtika, which is an indication of good family background, Yichus and Kashrus. And we learned about the Gvulim of Bavel's territory regarding Yichus. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.